Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday morning to you all. I hope your weekend was absolutely wonderful. And today we have a special treat because calling in very momentarily will be a very nice lady by the name of Annie Channels who reads the Akashic Records. Now that is still sort of a mystery to me. Even though I'm a bit psychic myself, and she's done an Akashic reading for me, which was very accurate, I don't exactly know what it means to read the Akashic records. But she'll be explaining that today to us on the air when she comes on with us. And her name is Annie Channels, and she will give you all of her information in case you would like an Akashic reading. It was really sort of a magical moment for me. I learned a lot about myself and a lot about what I need to do next in my life. This is what I try to do as well in order to serve my own clients. I try and give them some insight into what they need to be doing or what they don't need to be doing. Because very often they come to me and you know, usually they know inside themselves, and I just sort of help them get back to their own, you know, sense of self, their own authenticity, and I help them uncover what they really want. Because basically we all know, we all have our own best answers inside us. We all know what we really, really want to do. And here we have with us now Annie Channels to let you know what it means to her to read the Akashic Records. So good morning, Annie Channels. How are you today? Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, can you tell me, what are the Akashic Records?
The Akashic Records are a soul-level plane of consciousness in which the entire archive of a soul's journey is kept, is logged, it's recorded. And when we go into the Akashic Records, we can access different lifetimes, ancestors, behavioral history habits, relationships. How come I know this person from, or feel like I know this person from before? All that kind of stuff is available.
That sounds really cool. And now, how can people, when we're accessing this information through you, how can that help us?
Well, my personal experience of going into my own records is that I can talk to my masters, teachers, and loved ones when I'm in my records. And these are sort of like a personal advisory council for me. My masters have been with me since the inception of my soul, so they know my history from the very first glint in God's eyes and will know me all the way through my adventure here on the planet and all my different incarnations. My teachers are lesson specific, so if I'm working on letting go of guilt or creating a new habit, then I have different teachers for those particular topics. Those aren't the only topics, but for whatever topics I'm working on currently. And then my loved ones are people I've known in this lifetime, but who are no longer alive. However, they've stayed in touch with me. They want to be in my awareness so they can keep an eye on my progress and be part of the loving support that surrounds me. And these three entities are in everybody's records. You have your own masters, teachers, and loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Now, what drew you to this work, and when did you first know that this was going to be a lifestyle for you, reading the Akashic Records and doing other psychic work?
Wow. Well, I kind of feel like looking back now, I was built for it from the beginning. My first experience with the white light and healing energy was through a psychic therapist I had at age 17. And she had me work on different issues using an Oregon box, which is a long conversation, but and then she would work with me in her room about whatever came up for me, and there would just be incredible light that was present during these sessions. And I asked her once, I said, well, what is this light? And she said, well, do the words Christ light mean anything to you? And it just became self-explanatory in that. And I've been working with that light in various iterations and frequencies and ways and methods and for many years. I had an amazing channeling experience with Sanaya Roman of Luminescence. When I was about 25 years old, she did a reading for me over the phone. My first reading was over the phone. It was amazing. And I could see how I was seen through the eyes of the masters that were working with me and that she was channeling for the reading. And it was amazing to me that that's what little me could look like in that perspective. And so it became this thing that I wanted
What was so amazing to you about what was so amazing to you about what you looked like through the eyes of your masters? How is that so different from what you look like here on Earth when we look at you with our physical eyes?
I thank you for asking that. I'm a little shy of bragging about, man, my energy looked amazing. It was brilliant, and it was big, and it was potent, and it was exciting, and it was alive, and it had depth and duration and wisdom in it, and it was like, this is me? And I was 25. I really wasn't, like, really on a spiritual path in any kind of conscious sense at that point, but after the reading, I definitely was. So Sanaya Roman, it was all about my energy. It wasn't just the aura. I mean, the aura is very close to the body. This was more like a glimpse into what my soul energy looks like. And soul, of course, is not entrapped or encased in personality or earth-level issues. It was really, it's very essential and it's very universal. So it was seeing it more from that aspect. I had to kind of grow into, I'm still growing into that, actually, I would say. But after that reading, I started doing courses with Sanaya and her partner, Dwayne Packer of Luminescence, and they had written a book called Opening the Channel, and I taught myself how to channel through that book, using that book as the guide, and called in and asked for a high guide of high integrity, very healing, an entity that matched my energy easily and effortlessly and had a higher purpose similar to mine. And I got my guide, Anubis, who I've been channeling for 26 years. And after that, I did.
I'm sorry, are you talking about the Anubis of Egyptian mythology that we all learned about in school?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask because when I got that name, I was simply getting sounds and vowels and trying to piece them together. The first name had about 8 syllables that I couldn't even remember. And so I asked for an easier name to associate with this, the energy of this guide, and I got the name Anubis, not knowing a thing about Anubis from Egyptian mythology. And it wasn't until I did the Awakening Your Light Body course with Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer that we had to channel for each other in the class, and I channeled Anubis for other people, and one gal said, do you know who Anubis is? And I was absolutely ignorant to anything, and she sort of explained it to me and sent me kind of a tarot card that had Anubis's image on it, and wow, okay. I didn't relate to that image really in a deep kind of way. I related to Anubis's energy, and how it felt when I was channeling Anubis or seeing people through Anubis's eyes.
Right. God, it would be so great if we here in this world, you know, of the living in this reality could relate instead of to what we see of people, if we could relate instead to their energy and their auras.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as much as we say we're colorblind in the courts and we're colorblind on the streets, we're not. We think mm-hmm. we are. We try to be. We want to think we are. But we have a long ways to go yet. Now, is this a... well, first let me ask this. What was the most difficult situation that you've ever come across when you were channeling? What was the trickiest or most... What left the biggest impression on you as being uncomfortable or frightening? And has it ever been dangerous for you to be a channel?
Well, I found that my belief system really doesn't include anything of an evil nature.
Mm-hmm.
And some would accuse me of being in the positivity prison because I don't necessarily see the negative. It's not my first look. That's not my first impression of things in a general sense. So I'm not really built that way. And I don't ever come across negative entities or energies or things like that. And channeling and doing Akashic Records readings is intrinsically a positive view of a person in action and in their life. And so it's always coming through that they're trying to apply something to solve a problem. They're trying to affect a good thing, even if it backfires. And the backfiring is then the lesson and what needs to be adapted or adjusted or the perspective needs to be shifted so it can be addressed from a different angle. The most negative thing that has ever happened to me was really quite early on in my channeling career. I think it was about 1991 or 92. And I had read for this woman whose husband was having an affair with another woman. And then he had a reading with me afterwards. And I was so angry with him. And I knew that I had no objectivity whatsoever about this. And I had to just stop the reading and send him home. I think I probably sent him home with his money because I really couldn't read for him. It charged up so many of my own issues about betrayal and someone having an affair in my past. So I had no objectivity at that point on that issue. And but that was really quite early on, and I never encountered anything quite like that since then.
Well, you know,
and that was really
difficult. You know what it's called? It's called the right to refuse service. You know, it's your business, and the way I see it, you have the right to refuse service to anyone as long as you don't take their money, or as long as
well,
you give
it back.
Well,
and I think, yeah, and I think it was I wasn't able to provide service in
mm-hmm.
that circumstance
right.
for that person, and I was not the outlet that poor man needed, and I don't think he had bad intentions, but my lack of objectivity was really keenly, it was loud and proud out there, being upset, and so I couldn't do it. But
now,
you know, I in the Akashic Records,
I was going to ask you, besides the Akashic Records, besides reading the Akashic Records for people, do you offer any other services?
Oh yeah, definitely. I do, I call it hire a real psychic for parties, and I will go in and do mini readings for people's guests, and it's quite amazing to have someone go in and give you a flash, little 10-second quick reading, and have it turn out to be really right on, and to be able to go in and nab the one or two topics that are foremost on somebody's mind that they're working on, and give them perhaps some consolation or suggestions about approaching it from a different perspective that's more loving and less emotionally charged. And
right.
I did a Christmas party for a bunch of people, and I did 11 or 12 readings in one evening, and they were just amazed. They really didn't know me well, or, you know, they had just started meeting me. And recently, and so doing all those readings, it was just like, go in and get out, and go in and get out. And it was amazing to do about 12 readings in less than 3 hours. And it was quite something. I got a lot of good feedback on that. So hiring me for a party or an event, I can work business events, you know, conventions or smaller groups. If I'm going to do Akashic readings, I like to do them in smaller groups because there's a very clear set format for the way I do those readings, and they're based on the work of Linda Howe, who is the probably the worldwide leading authority on the Akashic Records. And she was given the pathway prayer process to access the heart of the Akashic Records in her work quite a few years ago. And she has taught it to people like me. I'm not the only one. And I use that prayer process to get into the Akashic Records, and it's consistently good. It's consistently effective. It's consistently loving. It's consistently healing. And it's a whole different way of doing psychic readings because it doesn't involve the personality that my guide can have. It involves the person's, the client's masters, teachers, and loved ones, and the message that's in there. And it's very practical. My tagline for my work is practical spirituality, because the work in the Akashic Records is really like day-to-day, useful information, solutions to problems, applicable. You don't have to put your elbow into your third chakra and align it with the moon, Mars and the pole star in order to get the result. It's it's like, call so-and-so and ask this question.
Right.
It's very simple, very, very real-world answers. And
I understand that you have a special offer for my listeners today. So I'll have you tell them what you're offering, and then I'll have you give out your contact information so they can call you and ask for that special offer.
That's great. I would love to make your listeners an offer of a half an hour phone reading for $65. My usual rate for a reading is $125 per hour. And we can do this on the phone. It's easy. We can even record it through my free conference call account, and then you can access the recording of it at a later date so you can listen again. But it's only $65. And just mention that you're with Sue Hirsch's Blog Talk Radio group, and I will make sure that you get that price. So it's not going to be on my PayPal menu, so you'll probably have to call me and we'll make arrangements to do the transaction one way or another. But we'll get you scheduled first.
Super. And where can they reach you to ask for that special offer?
My phone number is 415-846-2412. I also have an 800 number, which is 855-219-7540. Would you like me to repeat those?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Now, some people are probably listening to this in a spot where they don't have something to write something down. So if you could give them just one of those two numbers again, the easier to remember number to me sounds like it would be the 415 number. Can you repeat just
great.
That one?
Oh, great. I will. That number is 415-846-2412. And my my website address is www.anniechannels.com. And all the information's on there. Anniechannels.com has all my information. It even has a click to schedule button and a guest book that you can get more information or be on my list to receive other special offers, which I do run on a regular basis. I'm planning something big for Valentine's Day.
Super, super. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got a special offer myself that I've been offering lately. I gave out some raffle tickets for a free one-hour massage, and the one that I'm going to read out today, drum roll please, is 564-892. So if you have that number on your ticket, 564-892, then you have won a one-hour massage. And Annie, can you please tell us a couple more things? I was also going to ask you, what questions, what do you usually have people think about, or what types of questions do you have them come up with if they're going to be asking you for an Akashic reading?
Well, I'll tell you, the best questions start with what, how, and why. How can I create more clients for my business? How can I create more abundance in my life? How can I have a better relationship with my stepdaughter or son? These kinds of questions are great. What might be, what is blocking me from receiving love, the love of a soulmate, or receiving a relationship with a soulmate? What needs to change or shift in me that, so that I am prepared for a soulmate relationship? What can I do to prepare to purchase a house or a new car? What can I do to prepare for more abundance in my life and make room for it? Then there's the why questions. They're always interesting. Why do I feel like I know this person? Why do I have a hard time getting along with this person at work? Why am I having this health issue? What am I learning from it? How is this affecting my spiritual growth? And having overcome a major chronic illness, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, 26 years ago. I was bedridden and I was totally unable to work and at all for about 12 years. And about 4 years ago, I began to experience a normal life again, and I feel like I have no multiple sclerosis at all for the last 4 years. So I have a lot of experience with that, and a lot of understanding as well for how it affects a person's life and thought processes and feelings. And I really have a lot of room for people to have an illness without judgment, which I think is really important, that there be no judgment. Mm-hmm. One of the key features about the Akashic records that I just love is when I'm in somebody's records, they are ruled by three absolutes: fear not, resist not, and judge not. And I'm in there, and I get to be in that environment, in that climate. So I begin to see people from who they truly are without what I might fear or judge or preconceive or want to resist. Mm-hmm. That just gets stripped away, and so it makes the reading just a wonderfully loving place and experience for both the client and myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that sounds like fun, actually.
doesn't it?
It does, it does. And I know it's fun because I do something slightly similar for my clients, too. And I wanted to ask you just one more question in the last few minutes that we have, because we have about 5 minutes left. What is the one message that you would really, really want to get out to my listeners? If you could put it in a nutshell, and if you had to put it in a nutshell and give them just one message.
My one message for anybody who's even thinking about this work or having a psychic reading or an Akashic Records reading is be prepared to meet your goodness. Be prepared to find out how beautiful you are in the energy realms and how you are seen from a higher perspective through your soul's eyes, through the eyes of your masters, teachers, and loved ones. It is so exquisitely loving and uplifting and validating. If you're in any way, shape, or form in need of a little validating, come see me. This is for you. This is where you can get juiced up with that and feel ready and prepared to go on with your life.
That sounds great. I think I'm ready for that myself, and I already had an Akashic reading with you.
Okay. Did you want to tell me something else that you do in your work, in your own work?
Yeah, I really did, actually. I was thinking about that in the more in the beginning or the middle of this call, and I was going to ask you for some advice if you have any. I've started reading horses.
Oh, great.
And, you know, they're really smart and funny, and it takes them just a few minutes, takes them sometimes a little while to trust me, and then they start talking to me, and then after they've been talking to me for a little while, they seem very surprised that I've been able to hear them. It's really amazing.
Well, what I am seeing is a past life where you worked with horses. You were one of the major stable people kind of around the golden era of Roman Empire. I'm seeing a lot of gladiators tromping around and using the horses, and you were one of the stable keepers for the horses until you really knew them well. You slept with them, you ate with them, you cleaned them, you washed them, you loved them, you had lots of different relationships with the horses there, and you knew what their fears were and what their joys were and who they, the other horses they preferred because they had their favorites. And I can see you just really, you were immersed in the psyche of horse, you know, horse understanding. Mm-hmm. And so it's second nature to you. It's something you have already mastered, and you're just bringing it to this current life in a slightly different form. I think it's one thing that the two of you really relate to each other, and there is something intrinsic about their digestive system and your digestive system, that there's sort of a match up there, and it makes this physical vibration that is registerable both to the horse and to yourself. And it's one way that you are able to take in information and explain that energy and that information to the owners or the people who are questioning about their horses.
In other words, I eat like a horse, and the horses know it too.
No, I think it's that your digestive system prefers somewhat of that diet in a way, and
yeah.
And it also understands when
more oatmeal.
Something's when the diet's not kept to there, the similar reactions that are counterproductive, shall we say, in the both of you, and you also take that information through the center of your body, through your second and third chakra.
I'll have to talk with you more on this in a bit. We're coming to the end of the show, and I wanted to let you say goodbye to my listeners before you go.
I thank you for your time and for your attention. I can't wait to meet you and fall in love with you in the Akashic Records. Bye.
Bye, Annie. Folks, that was Annie Channels, and if you want to hear some more exciting folks, join me again on Friday this week. We'll hear from some more exciting folks this month, all month long, as this show is called 100 People You Should Know, and it just keeps going and going. I'm beyond 100 people now, and have a wonderful rest of your week until Friday. This is Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show signing off. Bye-bye.